There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Whether you want to talk about people, are they good by nature or evil by nature? Are they stupid or not? That's been the discussion we've been having here. But also, we want to get to the cop who is saying he is sick and tired of all this disrespect. He is, in fact, so sick of it, he says he's stopping caring. He's no longer going to care about his fellow man. We will get into his opinion and your calls and thoughts, of course, are welcome about anything. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
That's Chris from ChristopherCantwell.com. And we're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here. Rich is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Yeah, first of all, my heart bleeds for the cop. But let me tell you, you know, I like when you have Cantwell on. He seems you seem like a pretty cool guy, but I got to say, man, you are full of yourself, are you?
Look, I think very highly of myself, and I'm pretty sure that I have very good reason to feel that way.
Why is that?
Because I'm good looking and smart and funny, talented. I mean,
oh my God,
great in bed. I mean, the list this could go on. We could. I mean, do we want to do another segment all about how wonderful I am? I mean.
I just hope you never reach your match, man. In a little state like New Hampshire, you probably never will. But let me comment on street smarts. The way I see street smarts, and I think I have quite a bit of street smarts, and I know a lot of people that do. Basically, what street smarts is, it's your life experience is based on where you're from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so I get it. So street smarts are the ability to sort of predict what's going to happen in the future in a given situation. And
yeah, you don't get street smarts from book learning. That's for
no,
sure.
You don't.
I see.
No,
okay,
you don't.
I see what you were using as the terminology street smarts here. I thought you were...
A lot of it is common sense. And I'll give more for somebody with common sense than I would anybody with a wall full of degrees. That stuff actually means nothing to me.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, I think that, you know...
Well, I was defining street smarts differently.
Okay. Well, now we've got it defined. I think I agree with Rich's definition. You know, some bookworm turning pages in a library is smart in a different way from a drug dealer who's slinging, cocaine.
Well,
and
a drug dealer slings cocaine on the street. And so that would be what I would call street smarts. What the gentleman called in and said was that he was talking about street smarts being the ability to essentially be in any situation. So I could be street smart as a talk show host and a business person, knowing how to do my job and do it well, so you know, because I have skills in a particular area, that's what he's talking about.
But I would go a bit further here and just say that, you know, when I'm talking about stupid people, I'm talking about the level of cognitive function that's going on in their heads. And by the way, there's a lot of really stupid people selling drugs on the streets, okay? I've met a lot of them.
I know that.
So,
not all of them are.
Like, if you, whether it's street smarts or book smarts or, you know, anything, you know, the ability to talk fluently, right? I mean, these are all different things, language skills, whatever. I mean, there's a million different types of learning that you could have. Right, and that's something that a person picks up over time, and that might translate to book smarts or street smarts or whatever it is you want. But if somebody just plain doesn't have the cognitive function, if they just don't have that spark going on in their heads, then it doesn't really matter, you know, what kind of learning you put in front of them, they're going to be a dull spark.
You have to agree, though, there's a lot of book smart people out there that are idiots.
Absolutely. Because education today is simply memorization, right? I mean, look, memorization requires a certain level of cognitive function, certainly. But if all you can do is just memorize and repeat things, then you're never going to be creative. You're never going to innovate. You're just going
you're
to
gonna
be
score
one
well
of these
on
guys
a test.
Who has a lot of information in his head, and you're going to be a real useless drain on society in large part.
What I would say is education today is a lot of government propaganda.
Yeah, I would agree with you there.
That's about it. What they're teaching kids today now is be good little mind-numb robot socialists.
That's
it's
right.
True. Rich, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And I also agree that if we did not have a government education system, we actually had market-based education, we would see more intelligence out there, I think, as a result of people being better able to find their niche instead of having this one-size-fits-all government system foisted upon everybody or almost everybody. People would go to different kinds of schools that would focus on different, you know, areas of expertise or whatever. And I think that people have potential, even though it may not be maximized under the current system. I think that people can grow in their
intelligence. I don't think they can't grow. I think they absolutely can. It's the choosing not to that I feel that puts you firmly in the category of stupid.
That's what I feel puts them firmly in the category of evil.
All right, there we go. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Tom. He's in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, it's about that torture report out of the U.S. Senate about the torture going on at Guantanamo. Just a little bit of the details, and, you know, it was rather sickening. And these torturers themselves, regardless of whether they were following orders or what they were doing, and their superiors that were given, the so-called superiors that were given the orders to do this stuff, have got to be held criminally liable. Or
that's not very likely, though, is it?
Well, it's not very likely, but this has got to be the demand because it puts bureaucrats on notice. Excuse me. It puts the bureaucrats on notice that they will possibly have to pay a price eventually, and there being no...
Didn't somebody already tell the CIA that they were off the hook a few, like a year ago or something like that?
Sometime.
I don't know about that, but there's no statute of limitations for war crimes.
No, Obama... Yeah, Obama made it clear that they were not going to be CIA. Nobody was going to be targeted for this torture stuff.
I mean, even when Obama came in the beginning, people were talking about trying to prosecute members of the Bush administration, and he flat out said that he just plain wasn't going to do it.
Yeah,
and of course,
that's right.
Barack Obama is a corrupt, evil dictator of his own right. And the thing is, I mean, look, how many different things? I mean, what is the claim here that it's unconstitutional? I mean, what is it anymore that the United States federal government does? Right,
sure.
Everything they do is completely out of whack. They have no boundaries. They don't think that they have any limits. They don't acknowledge any limits on their powers whatsoever. They do what they want.
The worst case, I think, for the government agents in this case, and, you know, Tom, it'd be fine if people started getting prosecuted for it, but I don't see it's going to happen. What you're likely going to see, worst case, will be the replacement of the head of the CIA. And they'll act as though that is going to change everything. We'll just replace the head, and then from the top down, the whole organization will, it'll just all be great.
Yeah, exactly. And then he'll go get some cushy private sector job with a company like Blackwater and go murder a bunch of people in a foreign country under some different banner.
Or get elected president of the United States like George
Yeah,
president
that could
Walker
be the next
Bush
one, too, because we've got a bunch of stupid, evil voters.
He was a head of the CIA, and then he went on to become president of the United States.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the police have been in the news quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, especially this week with protests going on ever since the whole Ferguson thing a couple of weeks ago. Protests have been happening all over the place. Berkeley, California, Oakland, I think some in Philly. I'm not really keeping track of all the locations, but I know Berkeley has been making the news because people have been protesting police brutality, and then the police have decided to give them a taste of it, apparently. And
the folks over there in Berkeley have gotten, you know, I don't know exactly everything that the police have done to everybody over there, but from what I saw, what was going on in Berkeley, they tried to reignite the whole Ferguson thing, that they're burning down businesses. They're throwing rocks. They, one of their fellow demonstrators tried to intervene while a bunch of guys were trying to set fire to a building, and they hit him in the head with a hammer.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, these people are not, this is not a demonstration. It's a riot. They're race rioters.
Yeah, I haven't been following the Berkeley thing very closely. I just have seen that there have been protests down there. And it's a shame that the actual protesters, of course, will get lost in the shuffle. I mean, when you've got people who are destroying things and causing issues like you were describing, Chris, it can distract from the whatever the message was supposed to be.
Right. Well, what it doesn't – yes, that sounds like a mess. I wasn't paying that much attention to it. But, you know, what it doesn't detract from is that there are a bunch of people that are out there – like, there's the zeitgeist against law enforcement in this country is it's turning, and I think that they've made their bed and
they're feeling it now, and that's what one of them is going to be complaining about. A law enforcement officer, lieutenant from Wisconsin, will share his thoughts coming up on Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
is Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to connect with us that way if you like. You do have to send a contact request first, but we'll approve it pretty fast. And then once you're approved, you can easily call us via Skype. Again, Skype username, lrn.fm. ProXPN. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. And it's easy to find out about how it works. You just go and download the software. It's available for Windows, Macintosh. There's an app for iOS devices and Android devices. You get their software, get it rolling. It only takes a moment. And then once it's connected, once you're connected to ProXPN, then you're encrypted, meaning that your internet service provider, they can't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging all the websites that you're visiting and maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can put a stop to that tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software, get it going, and you can start for free, but there's a premium account you're likely going to want to upgrade to, because with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, which is really important, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can privately torrent with their premium account and get past regionally blocked websites. And, by the way, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL to get the premium account at a sweet discount. Use code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, 50 as in the number 50, for 50% off of the annual account. That brings the price down to around $5 a month. Pay with Bitcoin, you'll save even more with code FTLBTC. That gets you 62% off of the price of the annual account there. ProXPN.com/FTL. Again, promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we go first to Scott, listening in Lake Isabella, California, KVLI. Hey, Scott.
Hi, how's it going, gentlemen?
Welcome, sir.
You know, I was listening to Dianne Feinstein her condemnation speech account of what had gone on, and it's like, I have to wonder, first off, I could have sworn, I heard you gentlemen talking about this before, this was visited 4 years ago. Why is this being brought up again 4 years after it was already brought up?
Are you talking about the torture thing?
Correct.
Okay.
The waterboarding thing, because it's not technically torture. This is waterboarding. It's not torture.
Pretty much waterboarding is what
torture.
Pretty much waterboarding is what they're talking about when they talk about torture.
Right.
There were other things going on, though, like forcing people to stand on broken legs and broken feet and things like that.
Yeah, they were feeding them rectally, even if there was no medical need for it.
So,
I mean,
basically,
you were talking about a sexual assault.
Yeah.
You're talking about they were threatening to kill and to rape family members and stuff like that. I mean, there was some pretty
horrific sleep deprivation, serious sleep deprivation as well.
Yeah, have people stand on their feet for days and not let them sleep.
Yeah, so, Scott, is new information. I just like to clear that up.
And I don't have a problem with that. They're prisoners of war. I mean, they came here to try and kill our citizens. They don't give a crap less about us.
There's a whole mess going on here. So you've said they're prisoners of war. They're not prisoners of war because there is no war.
Okay.
A lot of these people were picked up on the say-so of some people that made some money by turning other folks in, so the flimsiest of say-sos. So if I say, hey, Scott's a bad guy, I think he's working with the enemy, go get him, and I get $50 for it, like, maybe you didn't do anything.
Yeah, to make a claim that these people were trying to kill folks is to have no evidence, because none of them have been convicted.
What it is it's a statist assumption. You assume that the government is good and efficient at this, and they're bad at everything.
Unfortunately, you are correct. They are.
They
do have some shortcomings in some areas. I will concur with you on that.
But when the military does it, is it always good and right and like efficient?
No. You know, I'll be honest with you. I had a hard time with it, but I just think that if they're a threat to our nation and it's a threat to our national security, and they've.
But you're taking their word for it, right? You're taking the government guy's word, who are known liars, you're taking their word for it. Well, they're saying they're a threat to the security, so torture them.
At some point, somebody's going to say that I'm a threat to some kind of security, and they're going to do all sorts of terrible things to me. And this is why I'm so concerned about a stupid, evil electorate putting people into office, because they buy this garbage. We have no idea. You have no idea who these people are. And they're just hey, they're dangerous, so we're going to put food up their butts. I mean, come on, dude.
Now, I will say, you're making me reverse my original position, because my original position was, let's look at what our enemies are doing. Are our enemies condemning each other for what they're doing to the people that they capture?
Who are these people? Enemies? Are not my enemies. I have no idea who they are. I never would have met them had the United States government not gotten involved in all of this nonsense.
Wait a second. Yes, our enemies are. Iran is attacking ISIS. ISIL or whatever you want to talk about it. So, yes, these people have their own agendas. If you assume that Iran's an enemy and you assume that ISIS is an enemy, and I think I can find a lot of Americans that will say that, and Iran's attacking ISIS, what do you do with that? The answer is absolutely.
Stay out of it.
I was kind of referencing Russia, China, and North Korea, but yeah, you could throw in Iran and ISIS as well, too.
All right. Well,
hold on. If I just like to clarify something here,
China actually denounced North Korea on some of their behavior relatively recently too.
I don't like to think of people as my enemies, but if I were going to qualify someone as an enemy, it would be someone who is an active threat to my freedom, an active threat to my liberty, and those people are in Washington D.C. and in Concord, New Hampshire, and calling themselves the police. If there's anybody who would qualify as an enemy, it would be those people. However, again, I don't like to use that term. I just think of them as misguided individuals. And by the way, point of clarification, Chris Cantwell, you suggested that our caller Scott here is stupid and evil, but after a brief bit, 2 minutes of conversation, Scott is talking about changing his mind. So that says to me that's ignorance, and we can wash away ignorance with information as long as people are willing to listen and consider ideas. And I think Scott is willing to do those things.
Scott seems like a good guy. I'm an abrasive radio personality, but Scott seems like an all right guy. But the most to the people in this world, it doesn't matter what information you put in front of them, they'll continue to insist on their lunatic ideas.
Confirmation bias did not show itself in Scott, and he had every indication that we were going to see that early on. But the vast majority of people who call in, you're going to see a situation where they're sticking to their guns no matter what it is, and how they're shown otherwise.
No, I always try to look at both sides of the issue, but it's just when it comes to this one, I guess it's like, it's a tough call, guys. It is a very tough call. But
if you constantly operate under the assumption that the government is wrong, you're going to be right more often than not.
That's the one problem I have, is that in certain situations, I end up trying to give the government the benefit of the doubt because I want to think that our government is looking out for our own best interests.
You just haven't been paying attention. I mean,
if you're giving the government the benefit of the doubt, then I hope you never find yourself on trial or something, because they certainly don't give the benefit of the doubt to you.
Scott, I want to thank you for calling with this subject tonight. I do appreciate your thoughts, and keep listening, because the more you pay attention to what the government does, the less often you'll ever give them the benefit of any kind of doubt. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-4255. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, one police officer has written a blog post about how he doesn't care about his fellow man anymore. We'll find out why. It's Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a cop is upset. He is tired of people not respecting him.
Poor baby.
And he has now stopped caring about you. As a result, we'll explain what his feelings are here in a little bit. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site there. And if you want to get some great gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. We teamed up with Midas Resources. In fact, we've been teamed up with them for a long time. They're the company that actually operates our radio syndicate, the company that helps us get on lots of radio stations around the country. That's owned by Midas Resources. And they do a great job at giving you real gold and silver, not some piece of paper that promises that you'll have gold and silver if you exchange the piece of paper, but they ship you the actual product. They're beautiful pieces available, and they're always changing the inventory, so there's always something new that's coming in over at Midas. Go and check them out at gold.freetalklive.com. If you prefer to talk to somebody on the phone, you can call them up at 877-857-9938. Place your order the old-fashioned way, 877-857-9938, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Pete is in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Okay, two things. I'd like to comment about the cop first. You know my stance. You have to give respect to get respect. So he doesn't like it, too bad. He's the servant, not the other way around. Second
thing, There's no evidence that they are servants of anyone but the state. They do not serve you. They do not serve me.
But that's the story.
That's the story they tell to get people to believe in them. Yes.
Well, you know what the other thing is, though? You know, why don't if... I mean, when are people going to wake up and say, enough's enough? You choked me out for a cigarette. Why don't people start shooting to kill? I mean, that's what they should do.
Who's you know? What? Shooting to kill who? What? Be a little more clear, please.
If they keep getting away with murder and choking people out over cigarettes and stupid stuff, why don't people start kicking the crap out of them? I mean, when there's a million protesters, when there's a lot of protesters in Barcelona, Spain, when the police were being abusive, they were beating them up. But then a lot more came, and the police should back up in Oakland.
Usually I'm not a big fan of Pete. I'm loving him today. He's doing a good job.
I'm going to go ahead and ask Pete some questions. Yeah. I know that you're a good Christian guy, Pete.
No, he's not right. A good Christian. He's a terrible Christian.
And I'm going to ask, what would the Prince of Peace say about this?
The Prince of Peace would say that you'll know the police by their fruit, by their actions. So if they claim to be, you know...
That was going to be my rebuttal to you, because you call in and you're always angry when love, joy, peace, honest, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. I don't hear any of those things from you.
Let me retort. You cut me off last time. Part of love is justice. You know, there's no such thing as mercy without justice. God's a just God. He has equal weight.
It's tough love, Mark.
Skills. So, you know, you got jokes. Well, let me tell you something. What do you think should happen to this police officer that choked that guy out? You best believe it. He's going to get something 10 to 100 times worse from the Lord. He might get cancer. He might get a car crash. Something might happen. You think he got
I'll let the karma happen on my own. I'm not going to lower myself to their level. Chris Campbell and I disagree on this point, I'm going to disagree with you, Pete. I'm not going to lower myself to the level of a cop and use physical violence against them. I wouldn't mind seeing people take action when they see the police being abusive. I don't think there's anything wrong with a group of people who normally just stands around and cowers when the police do something. I like the idea of people actually stepping in, separating the police from whoever it is that they are attacking, putting the police officer in their own handcuffs, and then just leaving them there. That, I think, would be appropriate. But to use violence, I think you're just lowering yourself to their level. Are you in a firefight right now, Pete? What's going on in the background?
I have to step in here and say I despise that line of thinking that you're lowering yourself to their level. And I just went over this that you have finally published the Carla video from Keenvention. I've got this up on my website, ChristopherCantwell.com, right now. Is that you're not lowering yourself to their level when you use violence against violent, dangerous people. That is just not accurate, right? When the police go out and, take a bad guy off the street who's actually victimizing people, I don't agree with being forced to subsidize everybody else's protection, but, hey, that's a valuable service when they go and they remove a threat to me and my fellow man. When they go out and they victimize innocent people, when they're kidnapping people and throwing grenades at babies over plants, I get rather upset about that, and if somebody wanted to remove that threat from society, then they're not lowering themselves to the level of the people who victimize the innocent.
Let's bring Pete back. There was some noise in the background. I put him on hold there briefly. Pete, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, even though I'm a conservative and you're a libertarian, I'll tell you, one thing we do agree about is common law. No victim, no crime. But you don't agree with me on is you talked about liberty. I'm saying I'm liberty-minded, and I said that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and freedom. You can't have freedom without Jesus Christ. And that's what I was trying to tell you. No freedom. No
all right, Chris, no now
freedom.
You got him. There you go.
No, I'm done with him. He was good. And then you brought him back. We should have just hung up on him. And then he would have had a good
He's
call.
He's saying you can't have freedom, Chris. You're an atheist.
Well,
you're enslaved.
You get on your knees and pray for freedom every single day, and I'll just keep on hating the government, and we'll see who comes out ahead. I don't know what you're gonna do, buddy. All right, fine. I'll be punished. I don't care. I think your God's a jerk, and I don't want to be his friend.
Well, he's gonna take you down if you don't like it. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Even you.
That's fine. It won't be the first fight that I lost. I got broken teeth and facial scars, pal.
Appreciate the
call. Bring
it
on, God.
Toll free number 855-450-FREE 855-450-3733. So, when I say bringing yourself to their level, you're lowering yourself to their level. I guess I understand where you're coming from, Chris Cantwell. That I think that I agree with what you're saying on a principled basis. Like, okay, yeah, you're justified in using violence to defend against a police attack. I think there's justification for that. There's always justification for violence. I mean, there's always an excuse.
No,
there's always
not.
A reason for
there's
it.
There's not. There's absolutely no justification for violence when you throw a flashbang in a person's baby's crib because you think that he might have some plants in there.
From their perspective, it's the plants. Those are that's the justification.
Okay, well, that's not a justification.
Well,
for
I
violence,
agree with you.
Right?
I mean, I'm
so
with you there.
We have a baseline, a situation where we say, hey, there's this line that you're not allowed to cross. And when you do, then violence is the response. And the line is the violence. And if people can adhere to that standard, then there won't be any violence at all. Then there won't be any violence, right? Because then if you don't initiate force, then I won't use force against you, and we can all live as a happy neighborhood full of people. We don't even have to be happy. We can hate each other, but we don't use violence against each other. And that's the only standard that I'm really trying to promote here. And there are people who cross that line every single day. They do it for a living, and they say, hey, I'm just trying to feed my family, pal, which is I'm using violence for money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I hear from these people as their justification for violence. And that is so, no, there's not always a justification for violence. There are people who will jump through hoops to try to make their violence sound justified, but that doesn't mean it's a justification.
Well, so I would take a different tack on this, is that when violence is used against the police, especially retaliatory violence by people in the liberty community, they're often portrayed as, you know, these lunatics. The news loves you when you do this kind of thing. And there's been a few.
And I love them, too.
And I don't.
Well, even Chris Campbell will admit and has in his blogs that it is not practical to engage in violence against the police.
In nearly all cases, it is not practical. And I mean, I just went into this the other day with the Stefan Molyneux put out a video about the Eric Garner thing. And he's like, well, you have to submit to the police because it's the law. And I was like, what? No. You know, people don't submit to the police all the time. And, you know, we can say, you know, maybe how much resistance should you pose to the police becomes the question.
Well, what do you expect from a guy who advocates paying taxes?
Well, yeah, that's exactly So, exactly what we can expect from that, you know, avenue. And I think that Stefan Molyneux does great things to advance the philosophy of liberty. I just wish he'd really take a backseat on the strategy thing. And I think a lot of other people could afford to do that too, frankly. But in any case,
hold that thought.
Go ahead.
We'll come back with more of this discussion because it's not going to end here. I can tell you that. There are a lot of people who share Chris Cantwell's viewpoint. I shared it at one point in my life as well. I don't think violence is the solution, but I don't blame someone for feeling like that it is. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on this or anything that's on your mind, and then we'll get the cops' thoughts in a moment.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $10. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also invite you to call in on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, Lieutenant from the Wisconsin Police Department, Division of DeForest, I guess is where he's from. He says
next to the lake.
He has stopped caring about his fellow man. We will give you the details on that here and why. Why is he saying that? Chris Cantwell brought in the story, but first we go back to your calls and thoughts. Also want to invite you to freetalklive.com. It is the holiday shopping season, and if you haven't gotten it done yet, or maybe you already have and you just want to buy some stuff for yourself, whatever you need to buy, you can probably get through Amazon, and you can get it through our affiliate links, which means Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and U.S. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter into the appropriate Amazon for you, and then just do your normal shopping as you normally would and feel good because a portion of Amazon's profits goes to Free Talk Live. So get your shopping done through shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to Zach. Zach, where are you calling from tonight? And you are on Skype.
Minneapolis.
Ah, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just needed to just say some stuff out loud, I guess, with people who think like me, because there's not a lot of us here in Minneapolis. You guys are sucking them all to New Hampshire.
Get in the car and go.
with the stuff with this torture nonsense, it just astounds me how many Americans support this garbage, and I'm going to try to keep this radio friendly.
You're going to need to.
I mean, like, and I have to invoke Godwin's law. you know, at least there's some accounts that Germans didn't quite know what was going on, at least till the end. Mm. You know, they had kind of an inkling, but at least they had some deniability. I've had conversations with a lot of my friends here over the past 48 hours about this, and I haven't had a single person take a position against what happened to these.
No. Just to be clear, you haven't had a single conversation with friends who have not been, none of your friends have been opposed to the torture.
Yes.
Your friends suck.
And even after, because, you know, I'm just making up a number. I'll say 80% of them think it was only waterboarding, and probably most of them don't even know what that means.
Of course
but
not.
But then I told them, you know, that I saw the same article you guys talked about last night where they really highlighted just some of these atrocities. I'm going to call them war crimes that were done to these people. Now, were all those, you know, fellas good guys? Probably not. But they've been picked up on the shakiest of evidence, and what was done to these humans, because, you know, people will put labels on them just to make it easier to justify these things.
To dehumanize them, yes. Yeah.
Exactly, and that makes it easier.
They're killers. They're terrorists, even though nothing's ever been proven ever in a court of law about these people. They've just been held against their will.
Not that being proven guilty in a court of law proves that much these days.
That's
either,
true,
but
Chris. But they didn't even bother.
Didn't even go that far. You know?
No evidence has been presented.
You couldn't even set up a
kangaroo court. Yeah.
You couldn't even give them a military tribunal before you locked them in a cage and stuffed food up his butt and made him stand awake for days
on a broken leg.
And, you know, these people, if even one of them was completely innocent, which I'd say is probably a fair bet.
Oh, yeah.
They've
released some of them from Guantanamo.
Yeah, he's the next terrorist, if you want to call him that. I mean, I would be. You know, you go home and you think what was done to you.
Right.
I might burn a flag too.
Well, if you were going to create
one with a shotgun and set it on fire. Yeah.
If you wanted to create a terrorist, how would you go about doing that? And, you know, a good way is to incarcerate them with no trial and no release date and to torture them while they're, you know, what they feel is torture. I would call it torture, too. Torture them while they're in there. Maybe kill one of their family members, probably a male, just because that's more plausible. That looks better. And, you know.
Kill the babies. That'll make them into terrorists.
Certainly there's plenty of babies that have been killed in these wars. And
maybe rape their teenage daughters.
There you go. Well, there have been some rapes, but the U.S. government doesn't condone that. They will make excuses about killing your baby.
They only don't condone it when it's caught, when they get caught red-handed.
Well, they just deny it otherwise, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Zach, tell me more about your conversations with your friends. So when you point out to them that, hey, it's more than just the waterboarding, even if you can't convince them about why waterboarding is actually torture, what are they saying when you point out that they're forced anally rectally feeding them, that they are forcing people to stand on broken legs and feet, they are, you know, that they're depriving them of sleep, etc.?
Well, usually the next thing that, I mean, if I gave you three guesses, you'd probably get to it. But America. The one card that they bring up, you know, 9/11. They just keep everything
God.
9/11.
You see the Family Guy episode where Lois runs for office? She's just like, every answer to every question is 9/11. Support the troops. Like, nonsense like that.
Did she win?
Yes, she did. I'm sorry. Go ahead with your point. I just had to interject.
Everything is 9/11 nonsense and the ticking time bomb. And what if it saved your kids? And, you know,
smoking gun could be a mushroom cloud.
Now, is this the Zach, just to clarify, is this the Zach who's called us from Minnesota in the past who at one time was training to be a police officer?
Yeah, yes, sir. You and Mark, I'm going to say you saved my life because it was, I mean, back in 2007, I think, is when I discovered you guys just on a iTunes search, and I was going to school actively. And I think the first time I called in, I remember pretty vividly, I said I wanted to be a FBI SWAT member. And I think it was Ian just about lost his mind. And, ever since then, listening to Free Talk Live introduced me to these concepts. and I've done, you know, my own self-exploration and education, and now I'm no friend of the police whatsoever.
But wait, so that was going to lead me to my next question. So you know, you aren't a police officer as a result of finding the ideas of liberty and sort of changing your career path before you went too far with it. But doesn't, you know, I was just presuming that you still kind of know those people. Are those your friends? You know, do you have a lot of cop friends? Is that who you're talking to? Are these all a bunch of conservatives? Or, you know, what are the political leanings of folks here? Because it certainly seems that conservative folks are upset about this because the torture report basically indicts mostly George Bush years.
Yeah, I still have many friends and acquaintances in that world just because it was a large part of my life for some time. And, of course, all of them are, you know, and they're flag-waving Republicans.
Right. They've unfriended you on Facebook then because I see you see what you post on Facebook now and then.
What about liberals? Do you have lefties who are friends of yours and that you've had this conversation with as well?
Not yet.
Okay.
Just because this info is so new, I haven't had any conversations with any of those folks. But
okay.
The ones I have talked to are my military comrades, because that was a part of my life, and some of these law enforcement folks. So, yeah, more right of center.
So I'm not really surprised now, right? Like that, you know, those have been your conversations with people coming from that perspective, and they, of course, are the ones who are the most upset about this news coming out. But nonetheless,
you know, if you moved here, Zach, you'd be surrounded by people like us who... I end up talking about things that have nothing to do with liberty with folks here, because it's just, like, boring. Like, we already
what
get the point 99% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's so much better than living in New York, where everybody's just like, oh, a government program, never met one I didn't like.
Yeah, exactly. So are you planning on coming out to New Hampshire at all, or are you stuck out there?
Yeah, well, I'm a signer.
And, oh, great.
You know, it's still shaky on a time frame. I want to get out there as soon as possible, but I'm still trying to convince the warden. and I am going to make my first trip to Pork Fest, though, next year. I've already...
Oh, great. Are you bringing the warden?
Well, to be determined.
All right, you got to bring the warden to Porkfest because
it's really a big converter for the gals. I assume we're talking about the love of your life. Once they get a chance to be with the other ladies, they usually tend to
soften them up.
Yeah, it softens them up.
Give her some mushrooms. Give her a hula hoop.
There
it's
you
all,
go.
Man.
Hey, thanks for the call, Zach.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
Hearing from you.
That's only one aspect of it.
Did you do that at Porkfest? Chris Campbell, I'm imagining you now with the mushrooms tripping and doing a hula hoop.
I didn't do a hula hoop, but I did eat mushrooms.
If you had been given a hula hoop, would you have hula hooped?
There's a good possibility of that.
So Porkfest, good time. Go to porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. It's a yearly camping festival thrown by the Free State Project. That's what we're referring to, or at least I'm referring to, when I'm talking about moving to New Hampshire. Chris Cantwell, not as much of a fan.
Free State Movement.
Free State Project itself. But the idea of moving people who love liberty to New Hampshire, you are fully in favor of that.
Huge fan of that.
You're a signer of the Shire Society Declaration, which you can go to shiresociety.com. But freestateproject.org is where there are over 16,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire, as many of us have already done.
You sign up with the corporation.
So we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Hour number 3 is on the way, and we'll get to the angry cop coming up. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.